Hello, and welcome to Live from Hochstein. I'm Mona Segetola-Slami, happy to have you here for this lunchtime concert where we get to hear some great music with some old friends, the Antara Winds. They've been performing throughout the Rochester area since 1982, including appearing regularly here on Live from Hochstein. In addition to presenting traditional repertoire for woodwind quintet, the Antara Winds delight in bringing audiences the music of contemporary composers. This week, the Antara Winds have brought us Mahler songs arranged for winds, brilliant simplicity in bagatelles by George Ligeti, and a great trip out west in a quintet by Eric Iwazin. Please join me in welcoming the Antara Winds to the stage. Flutist Diane Smith, oboist Judith Ricker, clarinetist Margaret Quackenbush, bassoonist Natalia Rose Verbsky, and horn player Nicolette Labonte. Eric Iwazin is a prolific contemporary composer of tuneful, beautifully crafted music. He's originally from Cleveland and came to Rochester in the 1970s to study at the Eastman School of Music, where his composition teachers included Samuel Adler and Joseph Schwantner, and he studied piano with Barry Snyder. He then went out to get his graduate degrees at Juilliard and has been on the faculty there since 1980. The quintet Roaring Fork by Eric Iwazin evokes the majesty of Colorado so perfectly. And this music will be taken on a series of three adventures: whitewater rapids at Maroon Creek, to see the columbines at Snowmass Lake, and then spend time at the summit of Buckskin Pass. Here, Antara Winds play Roaring Fork by Eric Iwazin.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
and Fork, a quintet for winds inspired by natural beauty along the Roaring Fork River in Colorado. That's music by Erica Wazin, played by the Ontario Winds, who have written that they consider this work to be one of the best in the American repertoire. And there's a connection between the composer and one of the musicians in Ontario Winds. Oboist Judith Ricker and Erica Wazin were classmates at the Eastman School of Music. He played piano on her bachelor's degree recital, and recently she premiered a piece he wrote for her on a concert at Eastman. It's so nice to have the Ontario Winds with us here today on Live from Hochstein, and the next set of pieces I will play were originally written for voice, three songs by Gustav Mahler, which have been arranged for wind quintet by Trevor Kramer. Ontario Winds clarinetist Margaret Quackenbush says that the Mahler songs are among our all-time favorite pieces. We feel a special affinity for vocal music and opera. Maybe it's the wind aspect of our instruments. The arrangements are wonderful, nuanced, and exquisite in detail. It's truly a joy to play this music. The three songs are Wer hat dies Liedl erdacht, who made up this little song, Rhine Legend, and Lob des hohen Verstandes, in praise of high intelligence.
Thank you.
Three songs by Gustav Mahler, arranged by Trevor Kramer, played by the Antara Winds. And if you thought you heard an instrument that normally isn't in the wind quintet, your ears did not deceive you. Bassoonist Natalia Rose-Verbsky was also called on to play the triangle for a few notes there. She has it clamped to her stand here on the stage. Thanks for stopping by or tuning in for Live from Hochstein, broadcast live from the Performance Hall at the Hochstein School of Music and Dance in Rochester, New York, on WXXI Classical 91.5, also streaming online at classical915.org. The finale of today's concert is a set of six brilliant bagatelles by noted modernist composer George Ligeti. You may know Ligeti's densely textured piece Atmospheres from the soundtrack to 2001 A Space Odyssey. Stanley Kubrick had used that piece and his Lux Aeterna without permission, which was a bit of a surprise to Ligeti when he first saw the movie at the theater. He was later able to collect royalties for use of his music, and Kubrick continued to use Ligeti's music, now with permission, in films including The Shining and Eyes Wide Shut. According to Ligeti biographer Richard Steinitz, in Kubrick, Ligeti recognized a willingness to explore and take risks, a tireless concern for detail, an obsessive pursuit of perfection similar to his own. We're going to hear an early work by Ligeti from 1953. In it, each movement is so incredibly focused on a simple motive or idea, but built into a powerful expression within the span of just a minute or two for each piece. Here are the six bagatelles by George Ligeti, played by Antara Winds. Thank you.
Thank you.
Six Bagatelles by George Ligeti on Live from Hochstein, played by Antara Wins. Flutist Diane Smith, oboist Judith Ricker, clarinetist Margaret Quackenbush, bassoonist Natalia Rose Verbsky, and horn player Nicolette Labonte. What a beautiful show. Some fascinating music here with Antara Wins. Hope you can tune in or stop by next week to hear pianist Tony Caramia play syncopated sounds from Germany. You can see a complete list of all the programs and listen to selected past episodes in the series at classical915.org. Live from Hochstein is produced by WXXI and the Hochstein School of Music and Dance. Peggy Quackenbush is the president and executive director of the Hochstein School. The broadcast engineers are Andrew Croucher and Robert Braden. The studio engineer is Julia Figueres. Today's director and the executive producer of Live from Hochstein is Gene Fisher. I'm Mona Segetola-Slami. Thank you for listening to Live from Hochstein, a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.